You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Take your Bibles, Psalm 81. Once you get there, we're going to have you stand together, and we're going to read the scripture, Psalm 81, together today. Appreciate you bus kids up here. I love the bus kids. Kids, she was singing, I'm praying that we'll be able to start a bus school for you. Let's stand together, please. A bus school, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Reading, writing, arithmetic, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We have our Christian school for our kids. I'd love to have the bus kids have another school. And you pray that that'll happen. That'd be wonderful. Just be wonderful. These are wonderful kids. They love our church. I love them. They get themselves out of bed in the morning. And they come to church every Sunday. I hope you have a great Christmas. I believe today, I just told Brother Luke, you pray. I've got a tremendous truth from the Word of God. God gave it to me 56 years ago in college. Professor said something and it caught onto my mind, and I've sort of let it muse all these years. And last week, my wife, fell and went to the hospital Sunday afternoon and broke her femur. It's the largest bone in your body. It's just, we've been married 53 years this week. And for 50 of those years plus, she never had a toothache, never had any problem, never missed work, never missed church. She's had four major surgeries. She broke the femur on this side, now broke the femur on this side. Identical breaks. The doctor said it's not possible, but identical. She shattered her ankle. And then she had cancer surgery this year. And God knows about that. We were in the hospital. I missed last Sunday night, and I'm sorry for that, but we were in the emergency room, and we were waiting. And we waited from about 1:15 to 1:15 in the morning. They got us a room finally, about 1:15. Her first words to me, I hope the church doesn't want to get rid of us. And I don't think you do, but I'm never going to be a burden to you. But I believe that God in that afternoon spoke to me from this text. And it's a wonderful text. Most of you are living this text. And it hurts me to think that. Everybody has burdens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every one of these bus kids up here have a burden. There's not a dad in the home. There's not a mom. They live with their relatives. Maybe they're poor. Maybe they're rich. I don't know. Every bus kid has a burden. Everybody here, every one of these godly men have burdens they carry. I'd like you to read Psalm 81, verse 1 through 7 with me. Ready? Begin. Sing aloud unto God our strength.
Make a joyful noise unto God our Savior. Sing a song and bring it near to the
Our Father, I know I've said it many times today, but I love these people. They've been so good for 50 years. I've had the joy to be called their friend and pastor. I thank you for guests that are here. Help me to help them on this Christmas season is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The shoulder is an interesting device that God created. The clavicle is there, scapula is there. In addition, the humerus is there. when you think of how we're created, it's not like a hinge. A hinge goes up like this and comes down like this. It's on a ball and socket. God made that ball and socket to move around.
Amen.
I mean, just think of this. I can lift my arm like this. I can lift my arm like this. I can lift my shoulder like this. This shoulder is a major part of my body. That clavicle is your collarbone. And then God put tendons in there and ligaments in there and muscles in there. And it works. Brother Flood, stand up, will you please, and put your Bible down. Would you take your shoulders and raise your hands way above your head? Look at that. Just stay there for, let's have them stay there for 45 minutes. Look at that. Can you swing them around and around? There you go. You're swinging. Isn't that amazing? And that's all right here. There's a ball and socket right here. There's a ball and socket right here. It moves around. But thank you. It's amazing what the shoulder is. God did that for us. Many of you have had shoulder surgery and you think, am I ever going to get well again? The Bible says something about this shoulder in the text. The shoulder is only mentioned four times in the Bible. And it's normally about the animals that they offered. They take the shoulder of an animal and offer it upon the altar. But this text, God talks about our shoulder. Look at verse 7. I want to speak on these seven words today. The Bible says, I removed his burden from his shoulder. Is that what your Bible says? Mine doesn't say that. What does yours say? I removed his shoulder. God says you have burdens in your life. We sing about take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. We all have burdens. Some of you are going through divorce right now. That's a burden. Some of you are divorced. That's a burden. Some of you are going through a separation. Some of you don't understand your mate right now. Some of you have a prodigal son or a prodigal daughter, and they break your heart and they keep you awake at night as you pray for them. Some of you have a son or a daughter or a grandson in prison today. Some of you have financial woes. Some of you have physical woes. Well, I tell you, I was praying this morning for all the people in our church. I think of the chemo that's going on in our church right now. I think of the radiation that's going on in our church. I think of the shots, the daily shots that are being given every day for diabetes. I think of the other diseases. Brother Martinez knows so many of them because he visits the sick. I think of those that are struggling with their health. I think of those that are awaiting surgery. I think of the strokes that we have in our church right now. Yeah. You talk about the physical pain, that's your burden. Amen. What's your burden? Is it a financial burden? Is it a health burden? Is it a marriage burden? Is it a child burden? Is it a job burden? What's your burden today? God says, I'll take your burden and leave it there. Amen. God's not going to remove your burden. I think we treat God like he's some little fairy that we can go to him and wish and pray and God remove this burden. God doesn't want you to remove the burden. Amen. God wants you to have the burden. But he says, here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to remove your shoulder from the burden. Amen. We think of it just the opposite. I'll remove the burden from your shoulder. But God says, I'll remove your shoulder for you. In other words, you get to keep the burden. I want to speak on that thought today. God's going to allow you to continue with this burden. You know, most of you will die with that burden. I was praying this morning for the people that come in here on walkers and in wheelchairs. And perhaps you will live the remaining of your life with that wheelchair. I think of the many in our church that have lost limbs, and that's permanent. That's your burden. And you're going to live with that burden. You can pray all day long, but God's not going to change that situation. Because that's the burden you carry. And your burden is going to create the joy of your life when you embrace that burden.
Amen.
But you cannot say, well, God, I want you to take the burden, take it off my shoulders. God said, I'll leave it there, but I'll let your shoulder have a little rest over here. Shoulders are amazing. You can take a 50-pound bag of potatoes, and if you're strong, Brother Carl, you can carry that 50-pound bag right on your shoulder. If you're real strong, like Brother Martinez, you can carry two bags of potatoes or two bags of rice. He'll take a 50-pound on both of those right now. You can rest that burden, that 50 pounds on this shoulder. But when your shoulder gets worn out, God said, I'll remove your shoulder, but I'll let you still have your burden. I don't know if you're catching this today, but it's just so amazing that God doesn't remove the burden, he moves the shoulder. The Bible says so much about this shoulder. I removed his shoulder from the burden. Your sorrow is going to stay. The death of your mate, my wife and I, last year, December the 11th, her brother passed away. We went to the funeral in Illinois. He was such a sweet brother. Yeah. And this year, the next day, 1 year and 1 day later, her other brother, pastor of a church, died, 71, young, really. We could not make it because my wife is bedridden right now, and we watched that service on Friday morning. And we watched as they gave accolades to my brother-in-law. He was a great, great man. Just a great man of God, a great husband, a great father, great grandfather. He's just great. He was just wonderful. Now his wife has a burden the rest of her life. She changed from Miss to Mrs. and now it's widow. She will be a widow the rest of her life. But that's the burden that God gave her. She's going to need to learn in time to embrace that burden. And yet, as her husband lives in her heart, that's her burden. My Bible says that God will remove the shoulder, but he will not remove the burden.
Amen.
For 53 years, I've been married to the same lady. She's such a wonderful wife. I'm trying to be a good caregiver, but I'm realizing I'm not. I couldn't make it without this church. You've been so good to us. Meals come to the house. You've been so good to us. But the Lord's given my wife a burden. I think after four times in these many months, she's frustrated with the burden. I know she's probably listening right now. But I think it gets wearisome. And now another surgery, another rod in her leg, another rod in this leg, another open surgery for the cancer, another shattered ankle. And you begin to think, God, what are you doing in my life? Well, Cindy, God's giving you some burdens. He'll give you strength for your burden. He always will.
Amen.
I want you to see several things about a burden today. One, you're going to have to accept the burden that God gave you. My Bible says in James 1:3, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience, endurance, have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. God wants you to have this burden. Why? Because as Paul says, most gladly will I glory in mine infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. God shines through in your life with your burden, not your blessings. We sing at Thanksgiving couch, your blessings, and I love it. But God doesn't generally work in your life through your blessings. God works in your life through your burdens. And that burden is heavy, and that burden is sharp. That burden causes you just in the middle of the night just to begin to weep and cry and say, Lord, I don't know about this burden, but I don't like it. But I tell you what, God gave you that burden. And you have to embrace the burden. You have to accept the burden. You have to accept the fact that your wife is not submissive and kind and godly at all. Or your husband is not spiritual at all. And you don't have to love it, but you have to love the burden that God gave you. You have to learn to love the burden. I think of Sister Shirley Worley.
Yeah. Amen.
And Shirley and her husband this spring are going to celebrate 70 years of marriage.
Amen.
She's young and spry. She goes, gets her nails done. She's so jazzy. She's so agile. And then she went through cancer again, and she beat that again. She's doing so great. But she fell this week, and she broke her fibula. That's a very painful break. And they have her in the hospital today, and they'll move her to a nursing home, and she'll be there 6-8 weeks. And his son came and got his dad and had to move him up to Sacramento. And now they're apart for Christmas. They're apart for New Year's. They may be apart for their 70th anniversary. Brother Van Dyke, you and Jackie are going to have 1 year from now your 70th anniversary. That's amazing. What a testimony.
Amen.
But God's given Shirley, who's watching right now, Floyd, who's watching right now, in two different regions of our state, God's given this their burden. This is their burden they have to carry. Nothing happens to you by accident on this planet Earth. God's plan is always right.
Yes.
I don't know why you kids are rebelling against God. I don't understand it, but you're not rebelling against God. You still have a race to run. And you run that race with joy, for the race is set before us. I want you to understand today that you must and I must accept the burden. Secondly, I must trust God with my burden. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Jacob, in our Sunday school lesson this morning, we realize Jacob means conniver, schemer. Jacob was always scheming and trying to get his way, and he stole from his brother, and 25 years they're apart, and now the time's coming. They're both very wealthy. They're going to meet one another for the first time, and he's scheming. He even tried prayer. He goes, oh, God, and he tried prayer. But God wasn't interested in his prayer. And he tried giving gifts to his brother ahead. And he sent people ahead. And that night he's alone with God. And God says, what's your name? And he said one word. It's the word God wanted him to say. Jacob. I'm a schemer. He didn't add anything else. I'm a prayer warrior. I'm a this. I'm a pa-. He said, I'm a schemer. I'm a con. That's who I am. And God says, I'm going to change your name to Israel. Whew! He had to learn to become honest with God. Not only embrace his burden, but he had to trust God. I sing it often around here, and I'm not a singer, but I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never once has failed to meet my need. God has never failed me in the 50 years I've pastored this church. Oh, I failed him. But Jesus never fails. You know, that disease, my Uncle Jack had it. I forget what the name of it. One of our members has it right now. And I forget the disease. You curl up in a little ball eventually. You lose your muscles. What is it?
Lou Gehrig's.
Not Lou Gehrig's, but we have that too. But I think of that disease. I remember going to visit my Uncle Jack in Chicago. He was a short man, about this tall, godly layman, just godly. Had a great library, studied the Word of God. Member of a fine Bible-believing Baptist church all those years. My Uncle Jack about this tall, and I went in his room, and he's in a fetal position just days before he died. That's the burden that God gave him. leaving this life is always a sorrow. My brother-in-law that just passed away, he preached in the end of October, not knowing. He said, my shoulder's hurting. He said, my other shoulder's hurting. And they went to the doctor and they said, you know, Pastor, this is November. You have cancer of the brain, cancer of the liver, cancer of the kidneys, cancer in your shoulders. And he's gone. God gave him such grace during those last few weeks of his life. What's your burden today? It's not going to go away, friend. You're going to have it a lifetime. So you might as well embrace it. Paul said, I'm going to embrace it. And I'm going to cast it upon the Lord. And I cast it three times. God never removed it, so I'm just going to live with it. The third thing I want you to say, and see with me in closing, we accept our burdens. We trust God with our burdens. And remember, at times, God's going to remove the shoulder from the burden. God's not going to remove the burden. But God at times does remove the shoulder from the burden. I'm thankful for these shoulders that I have. They don't operate like they used to. I asked Brother Luke to raise his arms because I can't get them up there like I used to be able to get them up there. But to think that we have these rotator cuffs, these muscles, these tendons, these ligaments,
amen,
those three big major bones. And God says, though your shoulder is important to your body, I'm going to remove your shoulder. Give it a little rest for a while over here as you carry your burden. I'm so thankful that God loves me so much to do that.
Amen.
Whatever your burden is, it probably is not going to be removed. It's probably a lifetime burden. I know you'll pray every day for your burden and you'll ask God to change it. If I had a son in jail today, I'd pray every day for my son in jail. Nothing wrong with loving that burden and praying for that burden. But you're going to find that God sometimes will give you a little bit of grace. He'll remove that burden from your shoulder, from your burden. Our Father, I thank you for this text. I don't know if I did it justice, but I know that's what it says. You'll remove our shoulder from the burden, not our burden from our shoulder. I pray your blessing on these people. God, I don't like it when I see them suffer. I don't like it when I see the difficulties come in their life, the sin that people create for them. I don't understand it when we raise up our kids in your house, Christian school, and church, and they reject it all. And they fall into sin. I have so many people I think of that are drunks and alcoholics and drug addicts. My heart aches. And yet I watch families just stay faithful. Faithful to thee. They still sing. They still smile. They still love you. They have a race to run. Thank you for the days that you remove our shoulder from our burdens. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Pastor, I carry a burden today. I want you to see my hand. Would you lift your hand up? I carry a burden today. Keep them up for a moment. Let me try to catch many of you if I can. God bless you. Up in the balconies. Thank you for putting it down. You know, almost, you have a burden. The vast majority of these bus kids just raised their hand. God bless you, sweet kids. God bless you. You're in God's house. You're in a church that loves you. You have burdens, don't you? Don't do anything foolish with your burden. Learn to embrace your burden. I pray for those that are unsaved today. Are you lost? Pastor, I'm not saved. Pray I'd come to know Christ as my Savior. Could you lift your hand all over the house? Could you lift your hand Pray for me. I need to get saved. God bless you up there and up there. Thank you. And over here, God bless you. God bless you over here. Thank you. Bless kids. God will save you. He'll forgive you of your sin. He'll write your name in the book of life. In a moment, we'll stand. The pianist will play. The pastors will be here. A man will deal with a man, a lady with a lady, a man with a young man, a lady with a young lady. Why don't you come and get saved? I got saved at church. Viva Morningstar led me to Christ. Oh, I tell you what, the burden of sin was lifted off my shoulder. Thank God that God can remove the burden.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.